Blog Talk Radio.
Trying to get across the street. It could have been me living in the streets, y'all. It could have been me with no food on my table to eat. But you know what? Cause it could have been me. come to keep up for you in a lonely hour. If you know he's been good to you and you're not ashamed.
Amen. Glory to God on this morning. Hallelujah. You got to thank God this morning because it could have been you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you look around, when you look at the news and you see things that are going on around you, when you look around at the people that you went to school with, some of them ain't here no more. Glory to God. Some of them locked up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some of them in situations, amen, they can't get themselves out of. And you got to look around and say, God, I got to thank you because it could have been me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I could have been the one on that pole. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I could have been the one out there slinging on that corner. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I could have been the one. Hallelujah. Amen. So I got to thank God today because it could have been me. Glory to God, but he spared me. Glory to God. He blessed me to be here with him. Hallelujah, amen. But you got to thank God because it could have been you. Glory to God. We thank God on today for everybody that's called in, everybody that has tuned in. Hallelujah. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. This is our Seventh-day service, amen, entitled Out of the Mouth of God Ministries, amen, featuring the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship led up. Glory to God, hallelujah, by, amen, Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Bless the name of the Lord on today. He will be coming forth, bringing forth a word on today. Glory to God, hallelujah. But right now, let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on today. We want to thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. Lord, we simply ask, Lord, that you lead us and guide us on today. Our ears are open, our hearts are receptive, and we are ready. We are ready to receive your word on today, Lord, and we thank you in advance, hallelujah, for everything that you're about to say, everything that you're about to do, all the revelation you're about to deliver. We just want to praise you and magnify you for it on today. Lord, we want you to know we love you. We love you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And we appreciate you for everything that you do. We magnify your name. We glorify you because you are simply worthy to be praised, Lord. Hallelujah. We adorn you on today. We want to bind, rebuke, and cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on today, Lord. And we love you. We love you. We love you, Lord, and we appreciate you on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord on today. Hallelujah. We truly thank God. We truly magnify him. We truly give him praise on today because he is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be magnified. He is worthy to be lifted up. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the Most High God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about Jehovah on today. He is worthy.
Yes.
Hallelujah. To be praised. Glory to God. Yes. Hallelujah. We give God the honor and the praise on today. Like we said, this is our Sabbath day service. We thank everybody out there on Blog Talk Radio for tuning in on this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to go to our opening scripture. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Which we're going to come. Hallelujah. Out of Psalms 100 once again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If it don't, they say if it ain't broke, why would you fix it? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on today. I want you to look real quick, just real quick, at verse number 4. Glory to God. Verse number 4 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. So he's saying, what is the writer saying? When you come into the presence, because it was believed, hallelujah, at this time, that in order to enter into the presence of God, you had to go, hallelujah, amen, into the tabernacle of God, hallelujah, in which David kept, amen, the Ark of the Covenant. And we believe that the Ark of the Covenant held the very presence of God. And David is giving instructions, when you enter into this place, hallelujah, there's a certain attitude you should enter in with. Hallelujah. You should enter in with an attitude of gratitude. First of all, hallelujah, he said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. And into his courts with praise. He said, when you come into the presence of God, hallelujah, you have to come in giving God thanks, giving God praise, not what we normally do. Glory to God. When we normally come into the presence of God, we come into the presence of God complaining. Oh, Lord, why? Why am I going through this? Lord, I'm going through a terrible time. Lord, this, that, and the other. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Not showing your gratitude for the situations that God has brought you through. Instead, you want to show your displeasure at the situation you're currently going through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Instead of recognizing, I've been through this before. Hallelujah. If you recognize, I've been through this before. Hallelujah. I've been in trouble before. I've been behind on a bill before. Hallelujah. I've been had a situation. I ain't had no money in my pocket. I had a cash flow problem before. I've been unemployed before. I've been single before. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And every single time I was in a situation, God brought me through it. And if you recognize he brought you through it, that all things are working together for your good because you love God and you are called according to his purpose. Glory to God. Then you would enter into his presence with thanksgiving and giving him praise. Hallelujah. He said, be thankful unto him and bless his name. See, you want God to bless you, but before God bless you, you need to bless him. Hallelujah. Before he put a blessing on your name, you need to put a blessing on his. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, you're coming into the presence of God with the wrong attitude, and I want to go a step further if you're ready. See, this was the time when you had to come to a place to get into the presence of God. Hallelujah. Amen. See, David was saying, in essence, when you come to the church, when you enter into the gates of the church, hallelujah, in essence, but God, Jesus said, I have divided, I have split that veil where the holiest of holies, where they believed my presence was, from the top to the bottom. Glory to God, 9 feet tall, hallelujah, 18 feet wide. Glory to God, hallelujah, and he was able to split it from the top to the bottom so there's no more separation. You ain't got to wait to go to church to get into the presence of God. Hallelujah, he sent his Holy Ghost. And if you say you got the Holy Ghost, then you are always in the presence of God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. So if you are always in the presence of God, why does your attitude not reflect that you are always in his presence? Why are you not always giving him thanks? Why are you not always giving him praise? Why are you not always blessing his name? Why are you not always being thankful? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You have no reason to complain. You need to be like Paul Jones and just don't. Hallelujah, just I won't complain. Hallelujah, I had some good days. I've had some bad days, but I won't complain. I've had some sleepless nights. People done lied on me. They done talked about me. They done slandered my name, but I won't complain. Glory to God, hallelujah. I've been through the ringer. Hallelujah, amen. I've been on top, and I've been down at the bottom, but I won't complain. Why? Because all things are working together for my good, because I love God, and I'm called according to his purpose. Glory to God. That's why I'm thankful. That's why I give God the glory. Hallelujah. That I can thank God for the sun on a rainy day. I can thank God for the rain on a sunny day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because it's all working together for my good. So I give him the glory. I give him the praise. And when you begin to change your attitude, hallelujah, amen, God, amen, would then begin to bless you. He would then begin to open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. You won't have room enough to receive because he sees you thankful for what you got now. So I'm going to give you some more. Glory to God. So because you appreciate what you got, I'm going to give you some more. Because you're thankful by what you got, I'm going to give you some more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So as we move forward today, hallelujah, change your attitude. Hallelujah, about your situation, about your life. Quit saying, why me? Hallelujah, and understand, hallelujah, you made it. You made it this far. Glory to God. Other people in your situation would have died. Hallelujah. Praise God. They would have killed themselves. They would have taken their own life, but you strong enough. You wasn't strong enough by yourself. God was with you. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. And you should be thankful that you done made it this far. Hallelujah. And be thankful for where he brought to bring you to. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we thank God on today. Hallelujah. So we will, amen, wake up being thankful. We will wake up giving him praise. We will wake up and go to sleep. And throughout our day, we will bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth. Hallelujah to all generations. We thank God on today. If you're just not tuning in, just not calling in, you are tuned in. Hallelujah. Amen. To Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. Glory to God. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building. And now it is time to receive the word of God. Hallelujah. And bringing forth the word of God, as he always does on every Sabbath day. Hallelujah. Amen. Is the leader, the pastor of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm talking about none other than our very own, my brother in Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The holy apostle himself, Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Apostle Curry, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Come on and give God praise. Amen. Everywhere.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Where you can hear my
Hallelujah.
Come on and lift up the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Come on and give your God the glory. Come on and give your God the praise.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says in him, glory to God, we live, move, and have our being. Come on here, somebody. The Bible says that everything that has breath, praise him. Hallelujah. The Bible says that it is comely for the upright to give God praise and glory. Come on, come on, come on. You can make a sound. Come on and give him the glory this morning.
Hallelujah.
Come on and give him the praise. If he's been
Hallelujah.
Good to you, come on and give him the praise.
Hallelujah.
If he's been
Hallelujah.
Your best friend, come on and give him the praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you know, Rabbaboko, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Somebody. The loving this morning, give him the praise. Hallelujah. Don't you hold nothing back, because he don't hold nothing back from us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I tell you, say, neighbor, I got to give him the glory. I got to give him the praise. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Somebody sound the alarm in Zion. Somebody, out of the depths of your belly, give your God a bafando. Somebody say, give him your best neighbor. Hallelujah. Give him your best neighbor. Hallelujah. He been better to me than I've been to myself. I got to praise his name this morning. Somebody give him a clap offering. Somebody give him a clap offering. Somebody
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. Hallelujah. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy.
How many of you know that when somebody is worthy of something, that you got to give them their accolades? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know when somebody is worthy, that means that they have gained your trust? Hallelujah. That means that they are in a place with you that give them a special place. How many know that God has a special place? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Hey, glory to God. Glory to God. We give God the praise and glory this morning on this Sabbath day. We bless his name. Amen. And we thank him on this morning. Amen. Giving praise and honoring. Amen. To my dear brother. Amen. Elder Andre Prevost. Hallelujah.
Thank you, my brother.
Amen. To his first lady and his queen over there. Amen. Hallelujah. Give you honor this morning. Amen. To my beautiful queen and first lady. Amen. Give honor and praise to God for her this morning and for all our kids. Glory to God. We thank God this morning. Amen. Come on and give God the praise. Amen. Amen. To my fellowship. Amen. Amen. I shout you out this morning to give praise and glory and honor to God for you this morning. Come on and give God the glory this morning. Amen. Come on and give him the praise. Come on and give him a shout of victory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to
yes,
God.
Lord. Glory, hallelujah. God is good.
Yes, he is.
All the time. Amen. Let me say it again. God is good.
All the time.
Come on. Come on. Amen. I knew about to go catch it. Amen. Amen. When you got a God that's good all the time, that means you got to praise him all the time because he keeps showing himself. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. And how many know can't nobody praise him like us? Amen. The world can't praise him like us because they don't know him like us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So somebody, amen, got to give him the glory because God is saying, I'm worthy.
Yes, he is.
My praise. David said, I will bless the Lord what? At all times. Come on here, somebody. So that means that David never took a break from praising him. Hallelujah. Every time David turned around, he was praising God. Amen. Why? Because he knew God in a way that didn't nobody else know God. See, God, help me this honorable pool. See, we got to get out of this religious thing that we got. Amen. See, we got to get out of this church praise that we got because it limits us from giving God praise.
Uh-huh.
See, he's bigger than that. Tell somebody, say, he's bigger than that.
He's bigger than that.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, we put God in a box. God is saying, I'm the box that you're trying to put me in. Look, I am. Hallelujah. Glory. See, we got to get to a place where we realize that I am, amen, is always the I am. He's never going to be. He always is. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We got to put him in his proper place. He is. Come on here, somebody. Amen. When we try to put him in another place that we miss him. Come on here, somebody. I'm waiting on God. No, God is already here. Come on here, somebody. You just got to realize that he has already showed up. Come on here, somebody. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God.
Yes, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, we thank God on this morning. Amen. I want to talk about this morning, amen, what the Lord put on my heart, amen. And God going to speak some things this morning. I pray that everything that he speaks, amen, bring us to another level of glory. There's so much going on right now, and I really want to talk about the Kanye issue. Yeah, because our brother done brought some truth out, and the devil is acting up all over the place. Amen. I want to encourage us this morning to really pray for Kanye, amen, and to support him in any way, amen, that we can. This is the hour for us to come together because a divided house can't stand. Come on here, somebody. Amen. That's what the word says. The word says that a divided house can't stand.
Yes, Lord.
You see, God is allowing some things to come out because he's ready to expose the enemy. Y'all understand what me just come.
See, God said there's nothing here that should not be revealed. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
How many of you know that when you turn the light on, you can see everything that's in the dark? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And God is saying, I'm turning the light on so you can see. See, the light represents the presence of God. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
The Bible says in the last days that men will love darkness more than light. Why? Because the deeds are evil. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But tell somebody, say, neighbor, amen, turn the light on. Turn the light on. Turn the light on. Hallelujah. Turn your Holy Ghost light on so you can see what's really going on, so you can see what's really crawling in the dark. You can see that old quote. How many know that certain things don't like for the light to come on? How many know roaches don't like for the light to come on? Because they don't like to for you to see them, you know, that they exist. You know, as long as they stay in the dark, you know, you don't know what you stepping on. You don't know what you, but when the light come on here, somebody, then you can see everything. And so the enemy mad right now because God has turned the light on. And God is saying, now you can kill what you couldn't see in the dark. Oh, God, I wish you had We're gonna look at some things this morning. I want you to come with me to a very familiar passage of scripture, but we're gonna break some things down this morning by the power of the Holy Ghost. Come with me this morning to Revelation. We're gonna look at two scriptures this morning that should help us out. Revelation chapter 2. Beginning with verse 9. Revelation 2 and 9. Amen. I want to cover some things this morning that's going to bring to light a lot of things of what our brother Kanye is saying. He just speaking. Believe it or not, God is speaking through him. Come on here, somebody. Can everybody hear me this morning?
Amen.
He's saying some things that preachers is scared to say. He's saying some things that certain people don't want to come out because of fear. How many know that a lie can only stand for so long?
Amen.
I don't know if y'all riding with me this morning. How many know that you can tell a lie, but you got to understand that the lie is not going to hold up?
Amen.
Because a lie has to be at some point exposed. Come on here, somebody. And the trouble with a lie is that a lie at some point is going to have to be able to defend itself. And it can't. Come on here, somebody. And the devil can only work his work while he lying. Come on here, somebody. Then when the lie is exposed, his power is broken because he don't have nothing else to work with. Come on here, somebody. And so, before we get into the word of God and this wonderful, awesome word that God has put out for us, I want to talk about the fact of how our brother has revealed that we are the real Jews. That we are God's chosen people. that God hand is on us. Read why America is in the shape she in, because she won't do right. She want to continue to do wrong and do us wrong and talk about God's blessing. No, you can't do wrong and talk about God's blessing. No, God. See, one thing about God, God don't bless no mess. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
I wanted to be still in the house this morning on this Sabbath day. See, we want to say what God is blessing, but God ain't going to bless us if we don't act right. God ain't going to bless us if we don't walk in truth. God ain't going to bless us if we don't be obedient. Oh, God, help me this morning, Holy Ghost. See, God is saying, yeah, you want me to bless you, but you don't want to come right. Come on here, somebody. You want to do wrong, but you want me to do right by you. God is saying, no, our love has to be a two-way street, not a one-way. See, you got to meet me where I want you to meet me so I can bless you the way I want to bless you. Come on and give God a praise this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And so God is saying, now I'm dealing with the lie. And I want to call it a little white lie. Because we already been told, ain't nothing wrong with a little white lie. No, all lies are the same. Whether they black lies, white lies, whatever lie it is, it's still a lie. And until we look at it as a lie, God can't do nothing. So Kanye, the Lord has put it on his heart to really push who we are in this hour. And he said, you're not going to continue to keep me in the dark because I done turned the light on and I done found out some things. And so now, you know, because a lie has been exposed, those who have been telling the lies is acting up now. Okay. That's why we're going to be careful who bless us. Speak God. We got to be careful because the enemy got blessings too, but they come with strings. Come on here, somebody. Strings attached to them. Yeah, I give you this, but you got to do this for me. Come on here, somebody. And then if you don't do this for me, then I'm going to take away what I give you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So now all of a sudden now, amen, because our brother has decided, amen, to come all the way over on the Lord's side and to speak some truth, amen. Now the enemy decides, we're going to take back everything that we gave you. We're going to take back all the millions, amen, all of the endorsements that we gave you, amen, all that, we're going to take it away from you. How many of you know that that's why you got to have Yahshua? You got to have Yahshua as your foundation, because whenever the devil starts tripping, God says, I'm the one that's going to catch you. Come on here, somebody. And so God is saying in this hour, all
Amen.
Money ain't good money.
Amen.
I feel that dominology talk coming on now. All money ain't good money. Because sometimes, you know, in dominoes, you know, they'll set you up with money so they can get more money off of you. Come on here, somebody. When you at the domino table, you got to understand that you can't fall for every trap, because every trap is so we can make more money off of you. And see, when you get to that place, that no, you ain't going to make more money off of me.
Oh, God.
I'm willing to let that money go because I see more money coming down the road. Come on here, somebody. Oh, give God a praise.
Amen.
That's why it's not good for us to be greedy. Come on here, somebody. Don't be greedy for nothing. Amen. Tell your neighbor, say, don't be greedy. Amen. God got us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Don't be greedy.
Woo.
Hey, you got to recognize that when the devil put his hand out there, no, I'm going to wait on my God. I'm going to wait on the Lord. Hey, I'm going to wait on him. Why? Because he's going to make it worth the wait. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And see, when he make it worth the wait, God is going to show up in a way that's going to make other people say, that's God. That's God. Hallelujah. That's the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come with me right quick. The Revelation 2:9. And the word of the Lord says, is everybody there? He says, in verse 9, he says, I know thy work. I know thy work. In other words, I know your labor. I know your struggle. I know your pain. I know the time that you have put in for me. Hallelujah. I know thy work. And tribulation. So I know what you've been going through.
Mm-hmm.
I know your suffering. I know your pain.
Yes.
Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Lord.
I know where you are right now. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Ain't you glad that God knows?
Yes, Lord.
Oh. People don't know, but God knows. Come on here, somebody. That's why it ain't good to tell people your problems all the time. It ain't good to tell people what you're going through because they can't help you know how. Come on, And half the time, people don't want to know your problems because they're going through something themselves. Come on here, somebody. But the Lord said, I know your tribulation and poverty. I know your circumstance.
Yes, Lord.
I know your poverty. He said, but thou art rich. He says, I know your works. I know your tribulation.
Mm-hmm.
And I know your poverty.
Yeah.
He said, but. See, but is a cancellation of everything on the other side. Are y'all catching what the Lord is saying this morning? See, I know you're going through all of that, but.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Thou art rich.
Yes.
So how am I rich, Apostle? Break this down to me. He know my work. He know what I'm doing. He know my labor. I'm doing hard labor. Come on here, somebody. He know my tribulation. He knows that I'm going through tests and trials right now. And I don't have the money I want. Amen. I don't have what I want right now, Apostle. So how am I rich when I'm dealing with all of this? You rich because you have an identity that you don't know about that puts you in a place with God that allows him to move for you in situations where the devil is about to catch the vapors. Come on here, somebody. How many know that God is a covenant God? Come on here, somebody. And God has a covenant people. He said, you rich because you are my chosen, and I'm going to move for you no matter what the devil try to do. That's why no weapon formed against you can prosper. Come on here, somebody. That's why the Bible says that whatever we put our hands to do, it shall prosper. You got to understand. Hallelujah. You got to understand that you got something deeper than faith.
Wow.
Apostle, what do I have that's deeper than faith? You got a covenant. You got a covenant with the Almighty God. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the covenant obligate God to move for you?
Yes, Lord.
I was still online this morning. See, when you got a covenant, it's different than you walking by faith. Okay, let me get this to you. When you got married, when we got married, did we get married by faith or did we get married by a covenant?
Covenant.
Covenant. Why? Covenant. Why did we get married by a covenant? Let me help you out. See, the reason why we got married by a covenant is because a covenant obligates you to keep your vow. See, faith don't obligate nothing. There ain't no obligations in faith. See, faith don't obligate me to do right. It's the covenant. That's why Yahshua cut a covenant. So he says the covenant obligates us to keep our word to each other. Come on here, somebody.
That's more.
Well, it's supposed to obligate us. The folks getting married now, they don't care about no covenant. They go out and do what they want to do. Yeah, I got a covenant, but you know what? You know, my flesh is acting up, so let me go out here and tip and dip. Yeah, I know what I said at the altar, but, you know, I was just talking. No, you made a covenant, of old quote, Tara Mahasandi. We forget about the covenant. God said, you made a covenant with me. Lord, if you just get me out of this, I promise, Lord, I'm going to serve you. You're making a covenant with the Lord. God's going to keep his in, but are you going to keep yours? Come on here, somebody. Then God brings us out, then we want to go right back out there to the devil. Then we wonder why all hell done broke loose, and God ain't coming to our rescue. God saying, because I remember the covenant that you made with me, and you said if I got you out of this, that you would serve me all the days of your life, that you said that you would obligate yourself to me. But seem like you forgot the covenant or the vow that you made to me. See, vow and covenant is the same thing. Come on here, somebody. He said, but thou art rich because you don't realize who you are. And we got to be specific in this hour. We not all Jews.
Uh-huh.
There are two kinds of Jews. There's the Khazar, K-H-A-Z-A-R. Look this up. Khazar Jews. They are European Jews. They are white Jews. They are false Jews. They are fake Jews. And they are in power. They are calling shots. Glory to God. They set up this system. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Come on.
And they don't want you to know who they are. And the reason why they have the power they have because of the white lie that they have told us for all these years, and we believe the lie because we never researched nothing. We just took them at their word. They've been lying about everything. Come on here, somebody. But we never turned the light on. Come on here, somebody. Roaches been crawling. But we haven't turned the light on. Come on here, somebody. But God said, it's time now to turn the light on. Yahshua warns us in his word about them. He warns us in verse 9. But first he talks to us. You know who he's talking to right now? He's talking to us. But thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy. Look at this. He calls it blasphemy. See, that's why they got a curse on them. Because you've been trying to walk in the identity that ain't yours, and the word of God calls it blasphemy. You concerned about us taking our identity back, but you better be concerned about the false identity that you have put on yourself. And the Lord calls it blasphemy. I believe the only other place of blasphemy is that it says that when we blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, am I right about it?
Amen.
See, that if you blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, there is no forgiveness of sin. So
That's right. Those
of you who call yourself a Jew, and you lie, and you've stolen our identity, let me tell you, there ain't going to be no forgiveness for what you've done.
Wow.
Because when you blaspheme, God is saying, now you put yourself in a place of unforgiveness.
Lord.
Oh, it's tight in the house tonight. Listen, let me tell you something. Grab this, child of God. God says, if you blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, I will not forgive you. Why? Because that's my spirit.
That's right.
What is blaspheme? What is blaspheme, Apostle? Blaspheme is when God's spirit do something and you call it the devil. Come on here, somebody. Blaspheme is when you call God's power the devil. Come on here, somebody.
Wow.
God said, you can call my name the devil, and I'll forgive you. But if you call my spirit the devil and his and my power the devil, I'm not going to forgive you on that one. No. And so Yahshua says over here, he says, I know the blasphemy of them. Notice he says of them. Doesn't call them by name, but he says of them. So it's a particular people that he's talking about. So he's coding this thing to us. He's saying, don't be tricked.
Yes.
I know who they are.
Uh-huh.
So let me just put it out there. You Khazars, God knows who you are.
Yes, Lord.
And you that are in power, that are calling yourselves Jews, and are not of African descent, God is going to judge you. Matter of fact, you've already been judged by the Most High. You've already been judged by the Most High. He's looking at you. But you're getting ready to come down because there's nobody higher than the Most High. Come on here, somebody.
Mm. Yes, Lord.
And how long did you think that we was going to sleep before God woke us up out of the sleep? Those of us who are chosen by him. Come on here, somebody. We can't stay asleep forever because God says, I got a people that it is meant for them to know who they are. That's why if you don't fit in nowhere, you're in the right place. Come on, everybody. Lord, I don't fit in here. I don't fit in there. God says, now for you to fit in because I got a special place for you. Come on here, somebody. Somebody need to praise God for not fitting in. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, you, Lord, for not letting me fit in. Thank you, Lord, for them rejecting me. Thank you, Lord, for them talking about me. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. How many know that the Lord, amen, that he closed doors that no man can open? So if God shut the door, then you need to praise God for the doors he shut, because it wasn't for you to walk in it. Oh, I wish somebody did. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
He says, I know the blasphemy of them. Suck at that word of them. Which say they are Jews. Come on here, somebody. They say they Jews. They say they in covenant with Yahshua. But your actions show the work of the devil. Come on here, somebody. Oh, you say one thing, but your fruit say another. Come on here, somebody. You proclaim it to be on the Lord's side, but how you working and moving say you on the devil's side. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Wow. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Wow. They say they are Jews. Now let me break down that word Jew. We've been told in the church that the word Jew just means Judah, pray. No, it means more than that. If you go back to the Kemetic meaning, to the Kemet meaning of the word Jew in the Kemetic meaning is you, which means get black. So when you saying that you are a Jew, you're saying that you are of African descent. Why you think when they got ready to crucify him, the Khazar Jews were saying that you say that you're the king of the Jews, that you're the king of the jet black. That's why it's so important to know the real meaning of words.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Because
yes,
I'm
Lord.
Telling you, they done lied to us about everything. Let me tell you how wicked this thing is, beloved. Are you ready for this? Why you think they took away the permission for us to say nigger? Nigger. I don't want you saying the word no more. Why? It was okay when you were saying it. You've been calling us nigger for so long that we now have gotten into a place where we use it for a positive. My nigger.
Mm.
What's up, my nigger?
Mm.
But those of us who don't understand the real meaning, we still get hot. We still get upset because they told us that the word nigger meant stupid, ignorant person, a person without knowledge. But if you look up the comedic meaning and the real meaning of the word nigger, it means God. It means king. It means supreme. Come on here, somebody. That's why it don't fit everybody. When other races say nigger, it don't fit. But when it comes to us, it fits because we are God. We are a king. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
but we ain't been
yes,
told
yes.
that. Come on here, somebody.
We is. Yes, we is.
My people are destroyed for what? A lack of knowledge. Come on here, somebody. A little white boy at a spelling bee. They had him to spell the word. He spelled the word.
Yes, Lord.
And then he looked like at his parent, like, should I say what? Because they asked him, what do the word mean? Then they said, what do it mean? He looked at his parent like, should I say it, mommy or daddy? Because he didn't want to say it. He did not want to say what it meant. But when they asked him, he said, it means God. It means king. At a spelling bee. He knew what it meant.
And a lot of us don't know what it means because we haven't been taught what it means. But I want to free us this morning.
Yes, Lord.
To know that the word nigger means God. So that means I can call God my nigger. Don't you mess around and make my nigga show up, because he will show up. And when he show up, he going to show out. Oh, I don't know if this too deep for somebody right now, but it's time to reverse the curse. It's time to be free. Because who the Son set free is free indeed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
So he says over in Revelation 2 and 9, I know them that say they are Jews and are not. They are not who they say they are. Come on here, somebody. They are not who they proclaim they are. So thank God for Kanye stepping up to the plate.
Yes, Lord.
I pray a hedge of protection around my brother, because he around devils that do not want him to proclaim who he is. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Now, notice he says, and are not, but are the synagogues of Satan. So where did the lie start? It started through Christianity. It started with the church. It started with them telling us we Gentiles. Come on here, somebody. It started with them lying to us about this white Jesus that they put up. Because they don't want us to know the truth about ourselves. Come on here, somebody. He says, but are the synagogue of Satan. The synagogue. That's where the religious Jews hung out at. Come on here, somebody. That's where the Pharisees, Sadducees, and the scribes hung out at. What about it? They called it the synagogue. But we call it church. Oh, I wish somebody would give God praise right there. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Now, if it wasn't such a message that God was trying to give in our spirit, then why did he repeat it again? Let's come to Revelation 3 and 9 this time. If 2 and 9 ain't enough for you, let's go to 3 and 9. Is everybody in Revelation 3 and 9 right now? And the word of the Lord reads. He says, behold. Behold means to look a little deeper. Behold. Ponder on it. I will make them of the synagogue of Satan. Now there go that. Of them again. I will make of them. So for that of them again. We run across that of them again. Of the synagogue of Satan, which say that they are Jews. Here we go again. Which say that they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Come on here, somebody. But do lie. Circle that. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet. What are you saying, Apostle? God about to make them bow down. Oh, I can't hear nobody online this morning. God is about to make them bow down.
How many of you are familiar with the song Bow Down When You Come to My Town? God is saying, I'm about to make them bow down.
Yes, Lord.
Bow down when you come to my town. Why? Because God reigns over my town. Come on here, somebody. And God has made me to reign over you. Come on here, somebody. And I will make them come and worship before thy feet. How many know that the feet represent authority? How many know that the feet represent authority? How many know that everything is under his feet? Oh, it's quiet on the set this morning. How many know everything is under his feet? So God says, the very thing is under my feet, why wouldn't I put everything well under your feet?
Yes, Lord.
He says, and to know that I have what? Love thee. And he's going to make them come and bow down at our feet because of how we've been mistreated. Come on here, somebody. How we've been done. Hallelujah. Oh, I wish somebody would give God praise.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Somebody need to catch it this morning. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read some of verse 10, and then I'm going to close it up. It says, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation. How many know that right now we're in the hour of temptation?
Come on,
I'm in your way.
You come on.
But God says, I'm going to keep you. I'm going to
keep
you. Because you kept my word. Come on, hear somebody.
Oh,
you kept my word. Says about the neighbor, God is the keeper.
God is the keeper.
Neighbor, God is the keeper.
You need to praise God for who you are right now. Praise God for who he has made you to be. Amen. Don't be ashamed of your identity. We didn't give ourselves our identity. God could have made us white. God could have made us purple, but he didn't. He made us black. Hallelujah. And whatever color he made you, give him praise. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
He says, I'm going to keep you in the hour of temptation, which shall come upon what? All the world. It's upon all the world. Everybody right now is going through a temptation. And they're going through a trial. They're going through a test. But God is saying, if you hold on to my word like I'm telling you to, walk in my truth as a Jew. Walk in my truth as I've given it to you. I'm going to keep you in the hour of temptation. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God the glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. So this here is to prove now. God is saying now the test is who belong to me and who don't. Come on here, somebody. I'm going to keep you for my name's sake. I'm going to keep you for my word's sake. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Somebody give God the praise. Somebody give God the glory.
Yes, Lord.
God is good, beloved.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
I said, God is good, beloved. No, 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 no. We thank God this hour for the truth. See, I can speak the truth because I ain't tied to nothing but God. Come on here, somebody. That's the only somebody I'm tied to is God. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
And everything I got, every revelation I got, God gave it to me. Hallelujah.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I got a prayer life. I stay in my closet. I stay close to God. Hallelujah. Did no man give this to me. The Holy Spirit of God gave it to me. And if our revelation says, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. You got to check your ear. Make sure that the Holy Spirit of God is in your ear and not no devil. Hallelujah. And not no demon. The Bible says, my sheep what? Know my voice. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, he does. Yes, Lord.
How many of you can shout for joy right now that you know the voice of the Lord? If you know that you know the voice of the Lord, come on and give him
Lord.
A praise. Come on and give him a shout.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
That means can't no devil in hell trick you. That means that I don't care how you come, devil, if I don't listen to the voice of strangers. Tell somebody to say, neighbor, I don't hear strange voices. Come on here, somebody.
Neighbors. I don't hear strange voices.
Hey! Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Somebody give him another shout. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We are God's chosen people.
Yes, we are. Thank you, Lord.
Worthy.
Yes, Lord.
The real Jews came out of Kemet. The real Jews are not Semitic. They are not Hebrew. They are Kemet.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is, Lord.
And the Kemetic word for Jew in the Kemet language is Kemu. K-E-M-U. Kemu, which means black Jew. So when you say Kemu, you are saying black Jew. Because that's who we are.
Thank you so much.
Somebody give God a praise.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We thank God on this morning. We give God the glory this morning. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Wait. Let me make sure my mic is on. Are we giving God the praise this morning? Amen. Come on and give God the praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Is this all the praise we got for God this morning?
Come on. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
We tell my God is good.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Let me tell you something, child of God. Don't you let God have to use a rock to get the praise out that you don't want to give him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
God said, if you don't praise me, I'll make the rocks cry out. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something. Ain't no rock going to take my spot, beloved. Hallelujah. Because can't no rock testify for what he's done for me. So I'll thank him on this morning. Hallelujah. I give him the praise.
Thank you,
and
Lord.
All the glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
While the Spirit of God is moving, we're turning back over to the hands of the elder.
Yes,
hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on in, elder.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ain't he worthy to be praised today? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ain't he worthy to be magnified? Hallelujah. Ain't he worthy? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he's watching you. Hallelujah. And he said, I know your work. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And you know what? I'm watching them too. Glory to God. I see what they're doing. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know that they're lying.
Hallelujah. Praise God. But guess what? I'm about to turn the tape. Glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Yes,
the time.
Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah on today.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Praise God. We thank God on today for the word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody asked me, what can we do? We can follow God. Hallelujah. Praise God. What else can we do? Amen. We stop. Amen. If you really want to support, amen, Brother Kanye, as they say, the only way you can really support him is everybody that dropped him, drop them.
That's what we
Hallelujah.
Need to do. Hallelujah.
Yes,
if,
Lord. Yes,
back in the 1960s, I'm going to say this. Back in the 1960s, amen, the church united in a town called Montgomery, Alabama. And they decided they wasn't going to ride the bus until they got equal rights on that bus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They walked, carpooled, and did it. That's where carpooling come from. Hallelujah. Catching all these lines to work. Hallelujah. Amen. But it ain't going to work if we want to floss and look nice in our shoes and Adidas gear and whatever else they done dropped. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We for too long we've been spending money that on stuff just for a name anyway. Glory to God, hallelujah. We've been looking nice just for a name anyway. Glory to God, hallelujah. You can save some money and make an actual impact on. If you want to make an impact, that's what you're gonna have to do. I know people gonna tell you to vote. I'm not gonna tell you not to vote. Glory to God, hallelujah. But I can tell you, if you hit somebody in their pocket, because they already hit their own pocket. That's how mad people are right now. They hurt in their own pocket. Glory to God. They lose the money to drop him. So they're going to lose some more money. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. And stay praised in the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Stay prayed up. Hallelujah. Stay
Amen.
In your word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Stay in constant
Amen.
Communication with God. Hallelujah. Like the man of God, hallelujah, said, so no devil can trick you. Hallelujah. In this day, in this hour. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Amen. We thank God. Amen. On today, amen, for the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Let me pray for my brother, Apostle Curry. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the man of God on today. Hallelujah. We thank you for the message that you gave him, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you know and you've seen our works. And you that you know souls that are lying about who they are because you've seen their works also. And we thank you, Lord, that we are rich, hallelujah, because of who we are in you. Glory to God, and we praise you, we magnify you, and glorify you because you are worthy. Touch the man of God from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Continue to enlighten him, Lord. Continue to give him revelation, Lord. And we thank you, we praise you. Hallelujah, for the generational blessing that you have on this life. Hallelujah. And we magnify and glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God on today. Amen. God is good all the time. Hallelujah. And all the time. God is good. Praise God. Amen. We want to open up the line at this time. If you have a testimony, amen, or a prayer request that you want to get out there, we always encourage you to testify. Glory to God, because you might be going through something. Hallelujah, you've been through something that somebody else is going through. And your testimony of how God brought you out of it, hallelujah, will help them. Praise God. And if you got a prayer request, we encourage you to put that on the phone today. Because the Bible says when two or more agree on a thing in the earth, it shall be done by the Father who is in heaven. So we encourage you, amen, to put your prayer request on the throne today so we can pray over it, amen, and watch, amen, God make a way in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So the phone lines are open at this time. If there be one with a testimony or prayer request, now would be the time. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
this Sister Hope. I just want to take the time to give God all the glory and the praise. And I just want to say that we're living at a time where even family members return. But God is saying, will you still keep me in first place? And I just want to testify that I've been put to the test where I had to keep God in first place in my life. Family, friends may turn, but God's going to be right here with me. And I just want to give God all the glory and the praise.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for Sister Hope. Hallelujah. She say family may turn on you, but God going to always be there for you. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes,
ain't you thankful today that he will never leave you, nor will he forsake you? Glory to God. He going to always be there. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that's God that we serve. Hallelujah. He's always there for us. Glory to God through the good times and the bad.
Yes,
Lord. If even family will turn on you in them bad times. Hallelujah. Amen. When you ain't doing good, there ain't a lot of people around you. Glory to God. But when you're doing good, everybody want to come around. Glory to God. But God is there regardless. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. For that testimony. Amen. God's going to always be there. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else today? Amen. Testimony or prayer request. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, I got a testimony. This is Mrs. Curry.
Amen.
I got a testimony about my son. You know, I was going through it with his dad, you know what I'm saying, seeing him. But now the Lord has actually opened that door for me to actually see my son like I want to see my son. I thank the Lord for that because I've been praying for that, and he finally opened the door for me for that, all right? And I praise the Lord for that. Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't you know God will open up doors that no man can open? Glory to God. When you let go and let God, hallelujah, what to happen? Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Through the power of his Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Like the man of God was telling us, we got a covenant. We got a covenant with God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Praise God. He said, I said, I might get you out of it. Oh, Lord. If you call, I might answer the phone. If it's a decent time, I might come. Hallelujah. If the traffic ain't bad. No, he said, I got a company with you. I'm going to be there. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah.
I don't care what the situation. I'm going to be there for you when you need me. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God. And we got to remember, Jesus told us one thing. Yeshua told us one thing one time. He told us a lot, but you know how I'm talking. Glory to God. He said, if you love me, hallelujah, praise God. Because he talked about a marriage earlier. Glory to God. The covenant being like a marriage. But the groom told us, if you love me, you would keep my commandments. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We got to do our part of the covenant. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord, we got to do our part of the covenant also. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to keep up our end of the bargain. He said, if you do good, I'll bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. If you do evil, I'm going to curse you. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. But we thank God today. Amen. We keeping up our end. And God been keeping up his. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We thank God today. We praise him. We magnify him. We glorify him on today. Hallelujah. Amen. Because he knows, he can see in our works. Hallelujah. Amen. We may think we poor, but he say we rich. Oh, Lord, have mercy. When you find out who you are and realize what you got in God, hallelujah, praise God, that you a child of the Most High. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That you in covenant with God, hallelujah, that everything is at your disposal. It's like finding out, amen, you Obama's illegitimate kid. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm Obama's kid?
Oh, I'm finna start running some things now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because I'm the child of the president. Glory to God. I'm finna do some stuff. Hallelujah. Hey, man, that's like finding out you the child of the richest man in America. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I got everything in my disposal.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Everything is in my disposal. You got to be joking. And you mean to tell me when I was born, I had this? Oh, Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. It ain't nothing I had to go get. This is something I've been had. Oh, Lord.
Yes,
Glory
Lord.
To God. Hallelujah. And I'm just not finding out. You know if I'd have found out 10 years? Lord, have mercy.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We thank God for who we are in God on today. We thank God for the word. Hallelujah. Amen. We will be back. Amen. Monday night. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. With the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship once again. Amen. And Apostle Gary. We'll have another word from the Lord. Amen. On Monday night. So make sure y'all tune in for that. Amen. Praise God. If you want to give a donation or you want to find out more about the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, amen, you can contact the Apostle at 562-542-7794. Once again, that is 562-542-7794. That is Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Also, look for him on Facebook. Shoot him a friend request. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we thank God on today. Amen. Praise God. And I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over into the hands of the man of God so he can give his final announcement and the benediction on today. Glory to God. It's back in your hands, Apostle. Hallelujah.
Thank you, man of God. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. I pray that everyone was blessed through the word of God this morning. Amen. I want to testify. I thank God. My wife, she was going through something in her stomach, and the Lord had me to pray for her. And when the Lord had me to lay my hands on her, the healing power of Him touched her, and she's been feeling good ever since. So
yes,
I thank
Lord.
God for His healing power. Amen. God is a healer. Amen.
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 Amen. By His stripes,
amen,
we are healed. By His stripes, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We might can't trust the doctor, but we can show enough trust God. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
His
yes.
word about so-called tired of our Sunday. Hallelujah. Amen. Is for everlasting. His word don't change. Come on here, somebody. So I thank
amen.
God on today. Amen. Amen. Somebody praise God if you know He's still a healer. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
somebody
Lord.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He still works.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, stop. How many of you still work?
Thank you, Lord.
Mm.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We thank God on this morning. Amen. Is there anyone else before I give the benediction for this morning? No.
I got
Father,
one more testimony.
Oh, go ahead. Go
I got another testimony. This one is Mrs. Curry, and I have a testimony for my husband. He has not been taking his insulin. He's been doing good without it. He's been feeling good without it, and I've been praising God for that, because you know it's not easy getting off of that. It's not easy. Everybody needs their medication to live, they say, but he has not. He's going over 5 months probably plus, and he has not taken it.
Yes.
And he's doing great, and I praise the Lord for that. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey,
hey,
glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Let me just say this, y'all. You know, when they diagnosed me with sugar diabetes, they said, you know, there ain't no cure for this.
You know, you don't always have to be on insulin. You gonna always have to eat special foods and stuff. You're not gonna be able to be normal again. But I just want to testify and say that God has healed me. I got insulin right now. I haven't even taken it.
Yeah.
And yeah. You don't know what it is to want to move, and you can't move like you want to move. You can't, you know, you don't have the energy. Your kids looking at you, and you want to get out there with them, and you can't. But I'm telling you, God, almost like if you just trust him, God will do it. He will do it. You just got to take him at his word, Obosando. I've been right here like a little peloton, hallelujah. I've been out here, amen, dancing and exercising and moving, hallelujah, glory. I thank God.
Yes, the Lord.
Moving like a teenager over here, glory to God. Hallelujah. But
yes,
I give him it, hallelujah.
Yes. Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord. It works. It works. Glory to God. It's
yes,
real.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
It's real. It's real.
Yes, Lord. It is.
And, you know, it's even when you know, I've just been so happy. I don't even know how to explain it. I've just been so happy. God done blessed me to get my six-pack back. And then I got my six-pack back.
Yes,
glory
Lord.
To God. And hallelujah.
Yes,
God is good, y'all. He's good. Glory to God. And I'm thanking him every day. And I'm giving him praise every day. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I just want to tell you, stand on the word. Stand on his word. Don't waver. I don't care what the devil say. Don't you waver.
Come on now.
Trust God.
Trust him.
You trust God.
Trust
you
him.
Trust him with everything you got. Glory to God. I've been to the hospital at least 3 or 4 times. My sugar been over 500. Amen. At least twice. Amen. I had low sugar that got down to 70. But God, oh, Sando. I was in the intensive care, and they let me go the next day. Now, you know when you get in intensive care, they don't let you go out of intensive care. They move you from intensive care to a room. And then they monitor you to see if you're able to leave. But I was doing so good that they said, wait a minute. This don't happen. I said, tell the doctor I need to get up out of here. I was walking the next day. Was in intensive care that night and was up walking, and they would drop, they just dropped their, wait a minute, you were just in here. But God, Obosando.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Woo, I feel the anointing of God for somebody. God got you. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, we do.
You're not in the hands of a doctor. You're in the hands of Dr. Yahshua. Come on here, somebody. He still works miracles.
Yes, he
does. And how many of God wants you to be healed? Can't no devil in hell make you sick. God says, by his stripes, you are healed, double son.
Yes, come on now.
Who is God talking to? God finna take you to another level. See, God finna take you to a place where you gonna understand that if God say live, you can't die. Come on here, somebody. That's where I am right now. If God say live, hallelujah.
You can't die. That's fact. Come on now.
You cannot die. Hello, Bo Santana. so cool, Yaraba Sando. So you might as well look up and leave. You might as well get your groove back. You might as well say, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Do like David. Hallelujah. And then dance how you dance out your clothes because God said, I'm for you. And if I be for you, not worried about who against you. That's our problem. We worry about who's against us. Right now, God says it's not about who's against you. It's about who's for you. Come on here, somebody. And I thank God. I thank God, saints. I thank the Lord that I am healed. Hallelujah. That I am healed. Glory to God. Somebody give God another shout. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And somebody else get ready to come into this place too. I feel it in my elbow.
Don't
believe the report. Believe God's report. His report can't lie. This report can't lie. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you and we give you praise. Thank you, Father. Father, I pray for all my brothers and sisters this morning, God. I pray, Lord, thank you for their healing.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you for their manifestation. Thank you, Lord God, that by your stripes we are healed. And we receive your word completely. We receive your word in totality. We receive your word in completeness. And we thank you. And we give you the praise and the glory. Lord, we thank you that there's none like you. We thank you that you are still the miracle worker. You are still the great I am. You are still the God of heaven that cannot lie. We thank you. Father, whatever my brothers and sisters stand in need of, we thank you. And we're in covenant with you. And we are your Jewish people, God. You called us. You said in John, Lord, that we didn't choose you. You chose us, Abba. So we thank you for choosing us this morning. God, we give you the praise and the glory. Lord, bless, Abba. We thank you. And we give your name the praise, Lord. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody give God a big shout of praise. Somebody give God the glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. We turn it back over to the hands of my dear brother. Amen. Elder.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Won't he do it? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yay!
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's healed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Y'all got to understand, he ain't never stopped doing what he's been doing. Amen. Praise God. We just thank God for the word on today. We for the testimony. Hallelujah. Amen. Never underestimate the power of the testimony. Oh, Lord.
Hey,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
I know he's praying for a minute. Hallelujah. He's a healer.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Hallelujah.
He's still healing the body. Glory to God. He's still healing. He's still healing if you ask him. If you believe him for it. He'll do it for
you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
like the man of God, the Holy Spirit spoke through the man of God, you can't die to God. I don't care what the what did God say?
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Do you believe? Lord, have mercy. Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank him on today.
Yes,
we just praise him. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word. We thank God for the testimony of his goodness, the testimony of his grace, the testimony of his love. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory
Lord.
To God.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody out there heard that testimony. You might be on the line. You might be listening to the recording. Glory to God. You might be here. Glory to God, hallelujah, but somebody, then God bless, somebody say, I'm not going to believe what the doctors say. I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Glory.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, glory.
And I shall not die.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God.
Hallelujah.
We praise him. We magnify him. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Like I said, we'll be online. Hallelujah. Amen. Monday night. Praise God. He's worthy. Hallelujah. To be praised. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm just going, hallelujah. Amen. Exit. Hallelujah. With a song on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
You can't change my life. You thought I was worth keeping. And oh, how he walks.
Holiness, what I long for. Holiness, what I need. Holiness, holiness, it's what you want for me.